Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. We're here daily, Sunday through Saturday. We appreciate you all being here. However you got here, invitations, there are many. They're applicable. Hopefully you're there. Ubiquitous audience, one and all, thank you. We continue to grow through your support exponentially, both here at the show, as well as the material and subject matters that we talk about. Today, we're here each and every day for usually 30, 40 minutes. Today's episode, going to revisit prepping, storable foods. We're going to talk about 5G technology. And what that does and what toxic poisoning has done to the planet and our bodies for years. Weapons, as they pertain to military cash-in or cash-in of weapons, is applicable to those. We've had toxicity poisoning for years. Electrical outlets, satellite dishes. And now the advancement of 5G is a self-contained weapon system. We'll see how and why and where it goes. But we need to be advised that it's not just a benign technology that's for enhanced communications and faster downloads and all of that. It's not benign in and of itself. It adds to the toxicity that's already prevalent. So back in the former business life, all retired, all done years ago, I talked about Dr. Jeffrey Lee, then actually director of the UCLA Harbor Veterinary Clinic, and his then business partner, Greg Prom. Way back doing nano vibrational technology, scalar energy, Tesla. We've talked about all of this. Short story of a very long saga. I was involved in the infancy, sort of in an informal advisory capacity with them as they devised their own technology for their brand of chip to be marketed. And then subsequent years later, EMF all along the way, EMF kind of took over the marketplace. Positive way, I have one hanging around my neck as we speak, EMF chip. I've had the templates of Dr. Lee's, Greg Prom's, I don't know, 12 years ago. So that was to abate all the toxic and electrical pollution and toxins then. Okay, now, so we've advanced with this 5G technology. Let's take a look at that. If something accelerates the speed of downloading or whatever, well, it obviously goes hands in hands to propel and generate more toxins over and above what were already prevalent over decades, but the decade past that I just alluded to, all the things that have, you know, satellite dishes and all of that, that continue to be, solar panels are great and all of that, the parts of them are toxic. The minerals to get to make them are toxic. The minerals to get to make them are more prevalent in other regions of the world. All of this is an interesting cauldron moving forward. And as we talk about good health and good wealth here, holistic healing, going to take a look at 5G light emitting diode networks that are planned for neural connection to a grid that supposedly is safe. Well, as the grid system's breaking down, and with whatever help it may get in doing so, you're exposing the nano metamaterial technologies that are contained not only in those types of things. Many supposed medicinal concoctions, if you will. Nano metal material. They contaminate those things that are supposedly maybe designed to be contaminant, anti-contaminants. Grandpa Bill just queries. The compartmentalization of, as a military, for instance, would build its cushion when we're in F. Sometimes can serve as the public, sometimes in a protection mode to not be availed the the information within regulatory authorities and telecommunications industries and so forth. One of the greatest lines ever was from the Watergate movie, Follow the Money. Just let y'all hover on that for a moment. The biological and chemical weapons that are rearing their ugly heads worldwide and have for decades. Where do they enter into the potentiality of malfeasance or malice? Of what we're witnessing, be it sabotage outright of the grids, for instance. What are the adverse reactions? Being told, or where is that source coming from, if we are? What is the source of supposed which is brew, if you will, being supported? Not by controlled data, but by real data. I query. 5G, literally and figuratively, take that with a grain of salt. We'll be right back and we'll talk about defenses against 5G and all kinds of invasions of our body, from your light socket to the satellite dish on your roof to the life that propagates in between it. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, welcome back after the break and thanks for joining us. And let's jump in and take a look at scalar energy, something I started talking about, like I said in the opening a little bit, some 10, 12 years ago with a management team, partners, blah, 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 as they devised the protective chip based on scalar energy, Tesla, nano-vibrational technology, and the like. So, what is scalar energy? Well, depending on your source of information, scalar energy was actually discovered in the 19th century by Scottish scientist James Clerk, C-L-E-R-K, Maxwell. Maxwell's contributions in the field of mathematical physics include electromagnetic fields and electromagnetic radiation. However, the existence of scalar energy was proven by Nikola Tesla, who worked on Maxwell's findings. Grandpa Bill's stopping here for a second. Bingo. 10 years, 12 years ago, whatever. The whole premise of the chip to defray the invasions to our bodies is based on that. From Nikola Tesla, utmost and foremost. So the rise of consumer, you know, whatever, watches and electronics, and satellite dishes, phones, change planes, airplanes, whatever. It's brought about significant health concerns that are more prevalent because of the fact that was 10 or 12 years ago, or way before that. Scale of energy pendants, if you will, which is a chip around your neck. I'm going to do a video of the one that's still around my neck for me and MF Harmony. We'll incorporate it verbally here before show's end. These products offer you maximum protection from electro pollution, allowing the body to maintain proper energy balance while also staying healthy. I've had the same EMF chip. It's great to replace them and all of that. Please, 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 please stop. We'll get to that, and I'm not saying don't do that. If you tune them, literally, and you get in tune with them even more so. I've had the same one for 5-6 years around my neck. It's working literally and figuratively, pun intended, like a charm. And it's hugely responsible as part of the arsenal as to why I've stayed so healthy for so long over the years, fighting toxicity right along with the rest of us. All these things I've talked about, all very true. Never missing a day in my working career, now retired, soon to be age 69. So anyway, continuing with Scalar Energy. It can and does carry information that doesn't decay over space and time. That's the whole premise of the science part of it. It's a subtle energy. It produces healing energy frequencies that can indeed be harnessed, and they are. Conventional methods can't measure it because they don't stay in a measurable form. They tend to move out of the third dimension when given a direction from the fourth. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. They are non-hertz and non-linear. Scalar energy can carry information and doesn't decay over space and time. Scalar energy doesn't flow like traverse and normal electromagnetic waves do under normal pretense, but instead, it increases in spatial mass as it occupies space. Physics, 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 physics. This space occupied is not a vacuum, but alive with balanced and checked energies. Also, scalar energy is known as zero point energy, just for one of its many adjectives. Non-Hertzian, non-linear, field-like circles of energy, stationary static form of energy, fills the environment. Let's take another 10-second break, and I think it's hugely important to familiarize ourselves with the history of scalar energy, which we'll continue to do in just a moment. Thanks for joining us. Okay, hi-ho, and here we go. Thanks for coming back. Let's see if we can call up with spinning wheels and so forth. The aforementioned video from my Spotify studio and YouTube channel. And it is indeed 35 minutes and 45 seconds in its entirety. I'll be back in, 15, 20 minutes. We'll take a quick, deep, calming breath. And here we go. Thanks for joining us.
Take these live at Spotify. They're also on YouTube channel. And usually multitude of things here. A lot of demos going down, things of that nature. And following up on recent demos I've been doing, shows about back down in my warehouse as last year just ended and the new year has just begun. Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present and Future, based on the Christmas Carol, from where Partners in Life, Partners in Business, welcome one and all. Thanks for joining us. Going to be here for about 20 minutes, possibly more, today. And what I want to do is something I haven't done for a while, is refresh where I've come from. I often get asked at my shows, especially. I got asked recently when I was a guest on a show of where I came up with all of these ideas and so on and so forth in my former career and revisiting my former career. So I often kid, especially in the arena of podcasting, the great American military hero, Admiral Stockdale, being completely out of his element, self-effacing, way back in the 1990s. Y'all know, if you know anything about me, I don't do politics, I'm a political atheist. It's the history part of it. He was Ross Perot's running mate, and during the campaign, he came out, you know, in one of the speeches and said, "Who am I? And what am I doing here?" And it was a great. The man's capable in so many different areas and genres and whatever. He obviously was somewhere as a favor to a close friend, Ross Perot, and he was basically saying, "What the hell am I doing here?" Unique to, you know, a genre that was out of his element. Stay with me. That's kind of a far stretch, but that's what I encourage all of us doing something that's out of our element, what we're not comfortable with or whatever. I'm very comfortable with podcasting in and of itself. My goodness, I've done over 1,500 shows, approaching 2,000. Yeah, I have. It's just all flown under the radar. We've talked about that before. And I've done the show that I presently do each and every day for 4.5 years and counting. So do the math, that's some 1,200 plus shows right there. Okay, so all of this visual resume, documentation, what have you done, how have you done it, and all of that. It's a crazy world out there now about transparency and people slinging arrows about anybody, any of us. You did do this, you didn't do that, oh my God, you're whatever. So I just continually, like I always said, that's how I beat a bully, number one. Stories for another time. This all extrapolates into materials that I've been talking about on my shows. Just continually beat a bully with proof. Education, a brain, and in most of those android aliens or whatever, that impermeate our lives each and every day to whatever degree, personally, professionally, or otherwise. And I just did another whole show about that. I mean, just put the flypaper up and let them go to the door and flutter out to whatever. they're not on the same plane as we are. So there's no need for that trash. So for those that are here, what I thought I would do is revisit and have some fun with many of the things I did over the years. I'm just gonna start hauling bottles, containers, and whatever. And as they come out, I'll try to jog this old man memory and tell you when, where, and how. Okay, this goes back at least 7 years ago. It's an unscented shampoo from the Health Ranger, one of my direct to the manufacturer. Virtual mall, VA sales, virtual vouchers, all subjects that I continue to talk about. I'm just going to start to toss these randomly and randomly pick them out of the box. So this is a direct value-added service if it's perceived as such in my whole car program at the shows. I'm just arbitrarily picking bottles out with no rhyme or reason because it's a mess in that display box. This goes back easily, probably 14 to 15 years ago when I was in the cultured food business, and I got to give my Mr. Magoo eyes, so I'm telling you the truth. This happens to be fermented beet juice. Talk a lot about fermented products, used to represent them. Just because I see another bottle of varietal wise came in many different versions, sauerkraut, what have you. Fermented cultured food is real good for the body. Continuing. Just randomly picking out things that I've done and try to expand upon them. Again, another Health Ranger direct product, beet juice powder. Very healthy for the body. What else have we got? Randomly, this is a CTF, oh, Bliss Drop, Happy Drops, CBGA product. Just throwing that in there. Sacred Clay, Vitality Herbs and Clay. This is when I actually private labeled with my insignia that I've said many times, friend, business constituent, Michael King, at all these capacities that I did business with him for him. I enjoy his products. He still buys my kelp and an ingredient in his, blah, 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 dot OED. That's when I was dealing direct, representing his products under private label. Sacred Clay. Michael King will be a guest on my show again. So, arbitrarily picking out a bottle. This is Cat Glucosamine. Very past tense, very retired. I don't do any of this anymore. However, the people that still do this are alive and well. They're available in the a la carte program. This is the Cat Glucosamine product. Did I private label this? Yes, I did. I private labeled this. And they are a GMP company as well, going way back. Good manufacturing practices. Just to let you know, I've dealt with good manufacturing practices businesses for a long time. This is easily 2007 in its infancy. What else we got? Okay, this was when I, right here in Maine, my supplier providing krill, NutriKrill, krill, Nutri-C. Establishment here in Maine. Black Beauty, another Vitality Herbs and Clay, in my many capacities, obviously, they're labeled. I must have picked this one up as a client. Again, Sacred Clay as Vitality, that's definitely a personal stash. Now, I'm about to order some more Sacred Clay, that's a big bottle of Sacred Clay. I'm surely randomly picking these out. Lavender Shampoo, then called Nature's Organic Pet. Goes back to the 2013-ish era. Dr. Jeffrey Lee, now certainly retired, hopefully not expired, and I mean that with all due respect. I've reached out many times. I can't seem to decipher where he is. He may be happy in retirement and not want to talk to me, and God bless him if he is. I just a little bit. Brilliant man. He was then head of UCLA Harbor Veterinary Clinic. We did many things together. I'm doing a show about EMF Harmony chips, one around my neck to include my wedding band. I'll expand upon that in a second. I want to just show you the picture of the EMF chip. Dr. Lee and his partner then, Greg Prom, I have a show about that. I was at the infancy when they were doing their own scalar energy, nano-vibrational technology about protection against all the invasion from electronic currents and so forth. Jog my memory for Dr. Lee. I've been dealing, well, not presently, Dr. Lee for a really long time in several of his ventures, and that was his lavender shampoo. And if I have him in the box to do so, we'll find out. He also made fine animal supplements at the time, and I was his rep way back for that product. What else we got in here? Omega High, another Nutri-C right here in Maine supplier, direct to the manufacturer. Yes, just because, here's another sauerkraut bottle of the cultured foods that we just saw a month ago. This is Aquaterra Clay. That was private label, Michael King's Aquaterra Clay. This was key in my capacity as an independent ingredient broker when I created a company for my granddaughter, Ada's Animal Products. And with the good help of my friends from Blissful Dog, Kathy, Ashley, the crew, I'm going to talk about Blissful Dog at one of my shows too. They're a lifelong member of my virtual. We'll expand upon them. In any event, Aquaterra Clay and Sacred Clay were in prototypes of our booba butter for the animals under Ada's private label back when. This component we found was better because Aquaterra Clay is a little bit more diuretic when you take it internally in its body application. I'll highlight all of that. But it's a great wound suture attribute. It's amazing how it sutures wounds. I'll get into that. So that was my private label adventure with one of Michael King's products, Aquaterra Clay. Michael will be here and we'll talk about that and revisit it. Again, just another vial of Michael Clay's products, again, in my capacity as a consumer in that case, because it has his labeling on it. Real quickly, arbitrarily picking, who knows what this is. Okay, Ocean Approved. Definitely want to talk about them. I talk a lot about a company called Aqua Kelp. I think they emanate out of Massachusetts. Way back in time, probably 7 years ago, here in Portland, Maine and Casco Bay was the first national harvesting area for kelp. And at the time, the company was called Ocean Approved. And I did some business with the then ownership, Paul Robbins and them. And there's archival videos of me, and we'll talk about them harvesting kelp back in the days when I was doing kelp. This just happens to be a recipe card utilizing their kelp when I was representing their kelp in all kinds of forms. Kelp spaghetti, kelp linguine, kelp noodles, much like Akua does now. And I have to do my own homework when I can get some time this year as it develops out later. These other intuitive groups that I promote, Akua is on the, I think Akua is a generational thing somewhere along the former Ocean Omega tree to become Akua. But kelp, Akua, Ocean Omega, former life, when I represented them. This is coconut oil for pets. And at the time, it was provided by Mr. Magoo Wise here. Tropical Traditions, yet another company that I represented direct at the time, way back in the first time, when I had my own sole proprietorship and doing so, arbitrarily picking these bottles. That's why they have no rhyme or reason with product category. That's why I eventually semi-retired. I was trying to be the wherewithal for everybody, literally and figuratively, out of this little 1,000 square foot house that you see many products behind me in the form of banners and what I did in life. This happens to be amino acids by the same company at the time. I actually did a series of house parties, in-home parties, with this whole product line way back, with a pretty good modicum of success. What else have we got arbitrarily picking out of my magic box? Seaweed Support, that's right here in Maine, as my supplier of kelp, as the regional distributor still, in powdered form, the Thorvin Kelp, they're the regional distributor, but they have many fine seed products and so forth of their own. And that is one that they have in capsule form, if it's still available in their inventory. This goes back anyway. Seaweed Support from Maine Coast Sea Vegetables, another fine company right here in the state of Maine, part of my Maine cross promotion. We'll be at the show. 14 minutes in, I'll try to expedite this. Want to empty this box here, we'll keep going. Okay, another bottle of the Cacu Cosamine, I already told you. Another bottle of the Seaweed Support. This is just a display shopping bag when I was in. This box is crazy. That I used to offer my stores with little gift packs as they display animal products in their areas in pet stores. This is actually way back think they may still be in business. Jackson's Honest Potato Chips. Sea salt, really, really, really a very healthy potato chip made with coconut oil back in the day. I did a little business with them. And representing them, this is just an empty canister, a BA sales diatomaceous ore that I used to market as such in an empty container, diatomaceous ore. Same premise, empty container, probably utilized it for diatomaceous ore. What else we got? A continuing vitality herbs and clay, revitalized for men. One of the many products that I represented, tried. What else do we have? Sustainer pack back in the day. Beef jerky, chicken jerky. This one's chicken with cranberry primal bites. Yep. Had that in my entourage. Direct to the manufacturer, affiliates, whatever the case may be, going back at the time. What else do we got? I have to refresh my memory on some of this stuff myself. Bear with me. Okay, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. This is a very healthy condensed cereal with grains and so forth that I represented easily probably 10 years ago. Called Josh Ewa. No, play on Joshua. Josh Ewa, as in you. Has a lot to do with sheep and stuff. Look it up. There's the container, and they also believe in spirituality. You could probably never see that on the same insignia. They reference the sun in their packaging. That goes back a few years. So cereal, healthy cereal. I think I see a bottle of those. I don't. So we'll just keep arbitrarily picking. What do we got here? Garden of Life, Jordan Rubin, way back, I represented their company, I was involved, Garden of Life, many products, raw calcium, happens to be just one that I took out of the box, possibly did. What do we have here? This company, unfortunately, couldn't sustain. They had a great, great product. The lady's name escapes me at the moment. I have a book somewhere about sprouting. Started a whole company, Sprout Puffs, and we had different sprout products. Very nutritional and what have you. Overhead, folks. That was 10, 12 years ago, let alone now. The cost of doing business, production equipment, bakery environment. Great product. Years have passed. All based on sprout. Sprouted food, which I still promote and still grow over in the corner off camera. Okay, arbitrarily picking Vichu's, another bottle of the fermented that I already showed you. And here's one that goes back in my days of animals in general, but basically geared towards larger animals. And then I specialized in niche marketing, mentor, moment, folks, in the horse arena, because I had show dog arena and activity dog arenas. This is universal, probably still to this day. Simflex, when I used to represent them, you can see the doggy in the corner, but it does indeed have an application for humans and horses and the animals way back in the day. Simflex, I represented that. And there is another container of the original coconut for the coconut level in you by Joshua of the cereal that I just showed you momentarily. So this will represent that one.
Okay, folks, gonna take a break. We're just about at the 20 minute mark. We'll take a 10 second break. We come back. There's about another 15 minutes to finish this, somewhere around the 35 minute mark. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and thanks for joining us.